Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Forgive and Forget. My name is Hal Sadie, a.k.a. Hollow, and this is a show where I'll talk about the stuff that's going on in my life. I'll tell you a quick story, and I'll go over the news that's targeted to me. Well, welcome back. It's been a while since I've been doing this by myself. I think I gotta be a little mindful because my wife is on a call in the next room. Hey, it's nice, you know, it's 8:30 at night, and my wife is still working, so, hey, what are you gonna do, hey? So, it's been interesting times, you guys, so, I had a few episodes in the hopper with some guests, and now I'm by myself. A few things have been going on, you know. I had a cyst taken out of my head. I smashed my thumb. If you're looking, if you're watching the video and you see my thumb is like blue, it's not painted. It's just swollen a little bit. And my dad died. So hey, things happen. So what are you gonna do? I don't even know what to talk about. Honestly, I'm just gonna talk about my dad. You know, it's been interesting. He fell and broke his nose, and, you know, things went downhill from there for a little bit. So the good news is that it was quick. He didn't seem to suffer much. So I'll take that any day of the week, you know. I'll take that any day of the week. He was a great man, and I miss him. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I will tell you a couple stories. I don't know if I've told these before. I might have. I'm sorry. No one listens to this shit. So anyway, I'll repeat them. But they're just funny to me. I remember my mom was a horrible singer. Horrible. Like, her voice was really. She was a great woman, great qualities, but singing was not one of those qualities that she had. It's actually pretty bad. But what was cool about her was, though, even though she wasn't good at singing, she did not care. She sang like the best of them. Like, so, like, the effort she put in, A+ for effort, right? And my dad hated her singing. Like, he was like, "What the hell are you doing? Stop it!" Right? But my cousin and I, we would always egg my mom on. So she. One of her favorite movies was The Sound of Music. So I love that movie. It's great. I always have fond memories from that movie. And whenever I watch that movie, it always reminds me of her. So she loved the songs in that movie, especially the... She loved that song, right? So my cousin and I would egg her on. We would start singing that song, and then my mom would get so excited, she'd be like, "Ole, ole, but yeah." She would say something like "Ole." She didn't. I don't think she knew what the word was. I don't know what the word is. Honestly, I'm just pretending that I know. And she would do like "Ole," but she she would do it in her voice, right? And my dad would always be like, "Puppy, what are you doing? Why are you singing like that?" So the more my dad would get mad, the more we'd egg my mom on. Oh, man. It was a lot of fun. I tell you what. We were like, I don't know, 10 or 11, something like that. So we were pretty young. So we would enjoy that sort of stuff. And it would happen. Like, it would happen, like, whenever we wanted to have fun, we would do that. And it wasn't always the same result, but my mom would always enjoy it. And my dad would always be mad at my mom for singing. My mom's voice was horrible. I gotta say, it was so much fun though. And I'll tell you another one. So when I was like 23 or 24, I don't remember how old I was. I was about to finish college, and I just got my first job in the field that I studied in. Like, I studied computer science. So it wasn't my first job, but it was the first job in the field that I was in, right? So I was making, for at the time, And for the you know, I was making like $1,000 a month, which is not much, right? It's not at all anything. But in Costa Rica, it's not much either. But $1,000 for a guy living with his parents, not having to pay any bills or anything like that, it's $1,000 that would just go in my pocket, right? So I'd been at this job for like a few months now, and we went on a trip for Easter, every Easter, which coincidentally aligned with spring break. And so I went with my dad and my uncles and my cousins. So it was like a business trip for my parents, for my dad and my uncles, and for my cousins. We were just tagging along for the fun, you know? So we were going to go to Chicago. We were going to go to, Atlantic City. My dad loves to gamble, so he would go. They would go to Las Vegas but for some reason they wanted to go to Atlantic City this time because they wanted to change it up. And you know, Atlantic City is like a different kind of a smaller Vegas sort of deal. And I'd never been to Atlantic City. I think I hadn't been to Vegas at the time either, but I've been to Vegas a million times now, so not happy about that. But anyway, so we were going to there. And we get there, and we miss our. So we're connecting in Houston, and when we get to Houston, we miss our flight. And somehow, my cousins and we missed our flight. I think my dad and my uncles. I don't know. They were able to get a flight there, somehow. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but they got there, right? So my cousins and I, we have to be on standby. And when it's spring break in standby, you're not going to have much luck, people. It's not going to happen. So for some reason, everybody was going to freaking Chicago, dude. And after my cousins that I was with, they're all siblings, twins and their older brother, right? So the older brother, he was able to get on a standby flight and leave that night and attend the show. But the twins and I, we were not able to. We did not get on any of these flights. Like, we were in Houston for like 2 days. So, and it's a long-winded way to get to this point. So at one point, we're like, whoa, why are we even going to Chicago? Let's just go to New York. We're going to go to Atlantic City anyway. Let's go to New Jersey. And we'll go to New York for a couple of days, and then we'll meet up with our parents. So we did that, and we go to New York. We do a bunch of shopping. I love shopping, right? Like, it's fun. But I love shopping in the way that I get in, I get out, I'm done, right? My wife loves shopping. Like, she likes to go and browse around, and she's indecisive about stuff. I say, oh, my God, what is this? Like, for her, the experience is different than what it is for me. Like, I enjoy when I know what I know what I want. So whenever I see whatever I want, I'm getting in, I'm getting out. She does the opposite. So like, I don't enjoy that aspect of it, right? But I'll go with her, you know. Anyway, besides the point. So she's not there. She didn't even exist. I mean, she existed, but she wasn't even in my life. So we get there, we go, my cousins and I, we go buy stuff, we go around, we go to Chinatown, we go to the whatever, you know, we go to all the tourist places that we can have in like a day or so, and we buy clothes, and then we meet up with our parents, and my dad is like looking at whatever the stuff we bought, and I mean, I'm just showing him stuff, and he's like, I bought a bunch of boxer shorts that I really liked because they were all like fun. They were like Superman. They were like superhero stuff or something like that, right? Like, I enjoyed all of them. So I was showing my dad, look at my boxer shorts. And he's like, oh, that's fun. How much you pay for those boxers? And you know, when your parents ask you how much you paid for something, you should probably lie, right? Because they're not going to like it. But for some reason, I told them what they cost. And it wasn't like... My dad's used to buying like Fruit of the Loom or Hanes, right? Like, you can buy a pack of 12 or whatever it is for like $20, let's say. And I tell him each. So I tell him, oh, $14. He's like, $14 for all of them? And he was like actually getting excited. Oh, you got a good deal. I'm like, no, $14 each one. And he's like, $14? What are you, a fucking millionaire? And this, I've tried to tell this story on stage a million times. It's never worked. And especially when I did it so long-winded as I did now. Probably not going to work now either. But to me, it was like all my cousins and my buddies, they all made fun of me for that. Because my dad was like, what are you, a fucking millionaire? $14 for a piece of underwear? And I didn't even like make any, like I didn't even think of it at all. Like it just happened. And then I found out that my cousins were making fun of me behind my back. And they told one of my best friends, and they told him about it. So he was just making fun of me about it too. So I thought that was interesting. Because, you know, of all the things that I would overspend, I guess, well, underwear, I didn't think that was it. Because I appreciate underwear, you know. I need someone to hold up my jewels. And the underwear I was buying did that. So I didn't mind the price. But I guess my dad did. Anyway. All right, let's go into the news. So, all right, we got Tom Segura to star and produce a dark comedy series for Netflix. Cool. Good for you, man. Let's see. Stephen A. Smith, Molly Curran finally addressed dating rumors on First Take. I know who Stephen A. Smith is. I don't know who Molly Curran? I don't know how you pronounce that. I'm sorry. But I guess the people thought they were dating and then they addressed it. I don't know if they are dating or not. Disney argues it had a First Amendment right to fire Gina Carano for offensive posts. One would argue she also has a First Amendment right to post whatever she wants. But also, you know, I guess they're a corporation. So if they post something that they don't like, they can use that. They can argue that as, I don't agree with what they did to her. Okay. I love Disney, but I think they were in the wrong there, guys. All right. Julian Edelman and Ty Law joked about tricks Bill Belichick used during contract negotiations. I actually want to listen to that podcast. So I don't know what those tricks are, but I know Bill Belichick is a tricky fella. Tricky fella. Very good coach. Man shares anxiety-inducing photo of Cybertruck parked in garage with everyone saying the same thing. Oh my god. Anxiety-inducing photo of a truck parked in the garage. What the fuck? Like, I don't want to click on this, okay? Because this sounds like the super clickbaity thing. But I'm going to click on it right now. And I'm going to go through this. How is this anxiety-inducing? Oh, I guess it's because it's close to the garage door. Oh my god, anxiety-inducing. Jesus Christ, people. All right, last one. The best five fights on UFC 300's record-breaking card, and Pereira versus Hill isn't the first. So Pereira versus Hill is like the headlining card, the headlining fight, but I guess they're not the first. Anyway, this is all opinion based, guys. I don't even know who the fights are, what the fights are. I just know this. Who gives a fuck? All right. You good? I'm good. Okay. Let's see how long I've been talking about. Talk about 14 minutes over here. 14 minutes, $14. Oh my god. Okay, guys. That's it for the podcast this week. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe. And if you want to follow my shenanigans on the line, I'm debating, by the way, I'm debating on changing my Instagram handle. I already changed my TikTok handle. I want to make the Instagram handle the same one. So, because I feel like Halu 2, I like Halu 2. It has some meaning behind it, but it's not as easy for people to find. So I'm just going to go, Hal Sadie was taken. So I'm not doing Hal Sadie. I wanted to do House 8013, but I don't want to have a number on it. So that's why, that's the reason. If I just had Halu, I would do Halu, I would keep Halu. But Halu 2, I don't want to have a number on it anymore. And I did Halu, House 8013 for TikTok, and I don't know, I just don't want to have a number on it. So I'm debating on whether to do this, like Hal J. Sadie, like as a as a, whatchamacallit, I'm ripping off Shane Gillis's handle. It's Shane M. Gillis. And so I'm going to do the same, I think. So Hal J. Sadie, just so there's no numbers, and because Hal Sadie's already taken. So we'll see. We'll see, people. I don't know. We'll find out. So for the time being, Halu 2, K-H-A-L-U 2. And on TikTok, I am Hal J. Sadie. And I just want them all to be the same. So that's why, because Halu 2 was taken on TikTok. And I don't know. I'm debating all of it, right? So follow me on the line. And please subscribe to the podcast. And that's it. That's it for the podcast this week, people. I love y'all. Bye-bye. Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba. Boo! Be-de-be, ba-ba-de-be-be. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba